Get Carmen and Yurko Pods on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Today, Peter King and Alan Robinson. Thank you to Eric Ostrowski and Randy Merkin. Thanks to Chris Black for pulling double duty, producing as always with Catman and sticking around to host. He'll do the same tomorrow with me. Eric goes off this week. He'll be back on Monday. There's been a shift in Tennessee. How about this?
Really?
According to Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter, Derrick Henry might get a long-term deal now. About a day ago, they were saying that wasn't going to happen.
But why would you pay? Carm, that's against your rules.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why would you pay the quarterback and the running back? And why would you pay the running back, period? But didn't they give Tannehill an extension?
They did. So they gave him a really expensive extension. And we saw in the postseason, the running back was more valuable than the quarterback.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
I'm with you.
Got an hour to go. I wouldn't do it. Not with running back.
What is the franchise tag? 10?
I think it's 10.25. Yeah,
that's enough. Isn't
right?
It?
Yeah.
And then you keep him for this year. Then you see where it goes next year.
Yeah,
is it
exactly.
Going to break down one of these years?
Exactly, Sylvie. That's exactly right. Look, I said this yesterday with Meller too. 2 years ago, the Falcons made Devontae Freeman the highest paid. 2 years ago, the highest paid running back in football. He can't find a job right now.
Yeah.
Then they go out and they have to acquire Todd Gurley. They think they've got some great reclamation project. Maybe they do, but a year after, or 2 years again after signing his big deal,
right,
the Rams want nothing to do with Todd Gurley.
I mean,
the league does know, because it's the only position where the franchise tag has gone down.
Yeah.
It's gone down in the last decade. So the league has figured it out. Most of the smart teams know, don't pay running backs.
No, I'm with you. I think it's an excellent point. Listen, I'm not going to rule out an exception to the rule every now and again. I just won't close my mind to it completely, but by and large, I subscribe to your theory.
Yeah. The Crosstalk's brought to you by IDOT's Life or Death Illinois. Driving, biking, or walking responsibly near roadways really is a matter of life or death. To learn more or share the story of lost love, visit lifeordeathillinois.com. Waddle and Sylvie are here. And, boy, these guys really get in their Madden rating, guys, don't they? Allen Robinson knew right away.
Yeah,
they don't mess around. He's an 89. He wants to get it up above 90.
Yeah. And I love his response. What he said to you guys, you played LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah.
And, you know, Allen Robinson can go after people on Twitter, too.
Yep.
Like, on Twitter, but he was a pro's pro, and what did he do? He made it about him.
Yeah.
As far as getting better, you know,
it's a bad take that Allen Robinson needs to be more consistent. That's just
I agree.
Listen, I have all the respect in the world for LaDainian Tomlinson. He's an all time great.
He could have fired on LaDainian Tomlinson, and instead of doing that, he circled himself and he said, "Hey, I could get better year to year. I'm looking to take it to the next level." He didn't rip LaDainian Tomlinson, and like a true pro, he put the onus on himself, and I thought that was pretty cool of him to do, even though as bad of a take as it was.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I agree with you guys. It's a bad take. I wonder how much of a take it really was, or LT was just trying to fill space in words. You know, he was asked a question, and he didn't really, he just kind of said something without thought, which is completely possible. I mean, we all know how TV works,
sure,
and TV broadcasts work, and someone in a production booth came up with a great graphic and a great package of highlights, and they know that they have to talk Bears, and now here comes the talking head, former player, give us an answer, and it's like, because it's totally off the mark.
Is it too easy to blame Mitch almost anymore? So let me find somebody else to blame.
But it's also very valid. It's a very valid, you know.
That's valid, but the Allen Robinson is like the only highlight on the offensive side of the ball from the last couple of seasons.
Absolutely.
You could have done a package where you said, "Hey, guys, on this really bad Bears offense with a bad offensive line, them overpaying Jimmy Graham, with the quarterbacks in question, here's one guy who doesn't have to get any better. It's Allen Robinson. After a knee injury, look at how consistent he was game in and game out with one of the worst quarterbacks in the league."
That's not
you
hot take enough,
into
though,
the opposite.
That's not hot take enough.
What about the Lewis Riddick take that he gave you guys yesterday, spin it even farther that this guy's going to be better than what we've seen because he's going to have a different quarterback throwing him the football.
I don't doubt that at all, Chris. Yeah. I mean, if Nick Foles can stay on the field and be the player that they think he can be, and don't get me wrong, people, that's not a top 10 quarterback in the league. It's just an improvement over what we've seen here recently. How many times was I'll give you one example. I think Meller mentioned it the other day. The one example that sticks out most to me, and there are several, of Allen Robinson running free through a secondary and Mitch not hitting him was in that Kansas City game, where if Mitch hits him, that game, the whole complexion of the game may change because the momentum of the game changes at that point. And wouldn't you know, we got Airmail City.
Airmail City.
Yeah.
He could be the FedEx quarterback of the week.
Oh, no, for different reasons. No. We don't want him
because he's airmailing.
Delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's true. We don't want him in charge of delivering things.
Yeah, you're not getting that package.
No.
What do you guys think of J.J. Watt having a 98 rating and Khalil Mack only having a 97? He's still a 97.
Right. Yeah, I mean, are you going to squabble about a 97? I mean, I would think he's going to be the first to say that his numbers weren't where he wanted them to be last year, right?
Yes, but with that said, if you had to choose between the two, I would take Khalil Mack now.
Me too.
I think J.J. Watt, just because all the different injuries that he's had to live through.
I don't think a 97 is bad.
You're right.
Donald,
of course it's not bad.
Into the 99 club for the
totally correct.
I guess I'm more surprised that J.J. Watt is that high still than the 97 for Mac.
Yes.
Like, I would feel that, like, T.J. Watt might be closer to that.
T.J. Watt's right. I would agree. TJ's more close to a 98.
Right? He is a fabulous player.
Where were the Bosa boys?
TJ's unbelievable. The Bosa boys were not in the top nine, believe it or not.
Okay.
I would have thought maybe Nick would have been in here, but they've got tied for nine, Chris Jones at 92. They got Jones.
Mr. Jones.
They still got Calais Campbell up there. You singing Mr. Jones and me?
I was, yeah. I just turned
Counting Crows?
Counting Crows.
Adam Duritz?
I don't think he was
That was the wrong song.
No. This was a take on Mrs. Jones.
Oh, Mrs. Jones.
So you changed it.
I changed it. I was freestyling,
Jones,
Chris.
I'm with you.
They got Cam Jordan, Fletcher Cox, Von Miller, Khalil Mack, and J.J. J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald, of course. Four straight years for Aaron Donald with a 99.
What was Mitch's rating and what's Foles?
Four. I don't have four.
A four?
What? Who said that? Kara, don't say that. That's not nice.
That's the line of the day.
That's not nice.
Or
that's the line of the day. You know, they don't have it up here because the ESPN.com article only has, again, the top 10.
Somebody know who knows the 3323776? Someone was joking on Twitter. I think it was a joke that Mitch was a 69. But I saw that Dan Orlovsky.
Was Gronk doing the ratings?
Well, his ratings when he was just a bad backup quarterback, he was like a 70-something.
No.
So Mitch has got to be like
in the 70s.
Mitch has got to be like in the low 80s.
Does anybody ever get to be like in the 60s? You got to be pretty bad, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there are. There's back. They have every player in the league.
Duck Hodges.
Duck Hodges. That's funny. Good one.
Some Bears quarterbacks in the past. I think Jonathan Quinn may have been in the 60s.
I guess that's true. They're doing every single player.
Matt Barkley probably at some point is in the 60s. Remember those couple of starts?
Remember all those great Bears quarterbacks?
We're on board just developing Lake Chris.
Yeah.
That's how starving we are.
Hey, why don't we give Matt Barkley a chance? We give everyone else
Barkley
a chance.
I think he's got a really good arm.
Before Barkley returned to SC, he was on the fast path to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and then he returned to SC, and everything went off the rails.
Boy, Mr. SC, the biggest fan. One of your guys just transferred, didn't he, to Georgia?
Oh, that's if you listen to the college football show, Waddle, you know that JT Daniels is not my guy.
No, because Keaton is the kid that everybody... Keaton Slovis is
the guy.
That's why he transferred. Slovis won that job.
Yeah, so the backstory quickly, I know that people aren't thirsty for USC football conversation.
Trojan football, bro.
So JT Daniels out of high school, super hyped, right?
Didn't he start as a true freshman?
Yes, he did. And the story that has been reported out there is that Clay Helton promised the gig to him before he committed to SC. So when he arrived on campus, he was given the spot, even though there were better quarterbacks, because they have some good quarterbacks who are there.
Sure.
So during competitions, he was getting beaten out.
In spring ball,
and in the fall, he was the quarterback. Now, he was okay in his freshman year. You fast forward to the next offseason, And he is getting beaten out again in the offseason by Keaton Slovis and others. There were other guys on the depth chart who were also playing better than him. Shows up, gets hurt in the first game, right? Yeah. And then now is pouting because he's not guaranteed the start because Slovis stepped in and he was outstanding last year.
Yeah.
Saved Clay Helton's butt once again, just like Sam Darnold did.
Trojan on.
You see how aggravated Chris gets when he talks about Clay Helton.
So JT Daniels, immediately, when it wasn't promised to him in this offseason that he was going to be the starting quarterback because he lost his job because he got hurt, he immediately said, I'm entering the transfer portal.
That's it.
So long. Best of luck.
Fight on.
To JT Daniels.
By the way, do I get Cubs baseball on the Peacock Network?
Nope.
Even if it's the I got what? A premium Peacock over
what?
Here.
What is the Peacock Network?
The Peacock.
That's the NBA streaming service.
Yeah, I think it's launching today. Is it?
I got Arsenal Liverpool on my television right now, Carm.
I've got the draw in that game at +292. Cheer for the draw.
I got to do that one too now.
I got the Peacock.
What do I get all that?
Guys, we found out yesterday why. Waddle's a renaissance man. He's got every single pay service known to man.
What does Peacock cost?
It's zero if you are a Comcast subscriber. And Peacock Premium is also free for you.
So they have a premium level, but most of their catalog is free. You don't have to be a Comcast subscriber either. It's just
if you want to watch The Office over and 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 over.
Watching NBC shows on Hulu right now. Are they going to take them off of Hulu?
Some of them are going to be like Friday Night Lights is on Hulu right now. That's getting pulled and it's only going on Peacock. Things like
Scrubs.
That are.
What about Scrubs? Leave by Scrubs alone.
Awesome. As Sylvie said, Carm, this is my lineup. I got Comcast for cable and internet. I got Hulu. I got Hulu Plus. I got Apple TV.
Oh, my God.
I've got Netflix. What else is there? I've got Peacock.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime?
I've got Amazon Prime.
Boy, you got
the
everything.
The only thing I don't have is I don't have Disney Plus because my kids are adults.
Do you have YouTube Plus? Or YouTube Red? I think they call it YouTube Red.
I don't think so, but I'm sure my kids have it and could share the password.
Are you a Verizon subscriber?
No.
Okay, because then you get a free year.
Oh, by the way, I'm DirecTV as well.
Oh,
what in the world? Your cable bill's got to be $1,000 a month, Tommy.
That's not quite that big, but it's...
Oh, my Lord.
So, by the way, I was telling Waddle yesterday, Carm, you'll enjoy this because you're a Star Wars geek.
Yes.
Is Mason was giving me like the 411 on Emperor Palpatine.
Yeah,
and
Palpatine.
I'm like, I thought he was pulling my chain there. And then he's making things up and blah, 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 and Darth Sidious and whatever.
Yeah, Darth Sidious, yes.
And the dual personality, when he was good, and I'm like,
All this?
Yes. How the hell would I know about
what do you mean?
Emperor Palpatine?
You haven't watched all the Star Wars movies?
I am 4, 5, and 6. That's where I am.
That's where you live, 4, 5, and 6.
Where I live, that's my Star Wars Island.
You don't know about Darth Sidious?
Was that A New Hope, Return of the Jedi, and Empire Strikes Back? Okay.
I dabbled when they recycled them, and I'm like, who's this made-for-the-screen character that was getting ripped? And then
Jar Jar Binks.
Yes, and then I jumped off.
Jar Jar Binks.
Exactly. So I'm like, really?
See you guys. Have a great afternoon.
You didn't know we had Jar Jar Binks impersonations
in here? Jar Jar Binks. I got to go.
Are you telling me you never saw the great scene between Yoda and Darth Sidious fighting?
I think I've seen two or maybe three Star Wars, and that's it.
Shame on
you. Unbelievable.
So I know. I thought it was
pretty cool. So Mason's an expert. I love this.
He's an expert. I mean, it's sort of love, but it's also the fact that these kids these days, with what's going on in this world, we have to rely on the iPad. As much as we don't like to, as much as I want them to get outside more, that... there's just got to be a mommy and daddy break every now and then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Watch TV,
My kids got their asses up and went to work today.
Good for them.
That's what they did.
I'm going to send mine to work soon. Don't worry
about it. I'm just saying.
Time to go get a job, kids.
Mine are at the age of employment, so don't be laying around my house any longer. You've done enough of that, so get a job. I have 4 children, mostly adults. All of them are employed.
Yes.
High five.
All right, Waddle.
High five.
Great success.
That's awesome. In the Waddle household, you take your lunch bucket to work.
That's right. And I finally get the wife to get a job.
What?
what was that?
Oh, my God.
What did I hear?
I don't know what you said. That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Get a job.
That wasn't me. I don't know what you're saying. Why are you trying to cause problems?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Waddle.
How about that? walk-off from Waddle on Crosstalk.
I don't know about walk-off. He'll be walking away from his house
walking home, yeah.
You're sleeping on the couch, buddy.
As soon as this thing clears up, she wants to work. She's bored.
You're sleeping on the couch.
No, I think Waddle wants to room with Jay, I think. Yeah, I mean,
that could be, too. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
Nicer house.
That's a reality show I would watch.
I'd go to Nashville for a while.
Yeah, Waddle moves in. He took a
listen,
big hit
there's
on
nothing.
His house.
I'm built for chicken coop duty late at night.
No, you're not.
Drinks,
no, you're not.
Fireplace.
No, you're
get
not.
Get your chickens drunk.
You ain't built for that, my friend. Not
hey,
anymore.
What are the chickens drinking? Oh, well, Waddle gave them Coors Light.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all we had in the fridge, Jay.
Give me a break. All right, what's up on the show?
So the Rizzo injury, are you concerned? I need a marquee reporter. I think we're going to, until I get it and until Waddle has it, but I don't think he was watching the
oh,
squad scrimmage.
I doubt it. I'd have to steal the account from my daughter.
So we are going to hire or at least get a volunteer. Someone to give me the Cliff Notes version on the broadcast going on a marquee that I can't see yet.
All just right. for purposes wanna... of being exact, okay, there's a difference between volunteering and paying someone to
right.
work for
yes.
us.
So we're
gonna,
we
we're
need
going
a volunteer.
Strictly volunteer. Yeah.
So 312-332-3776. How was the broadcast? I think it's going on now, too. It was on last night. I can't watch it. I'd love to watch it. I miss Lennon JD. I think it's fabulous to have your own channel. I just want to get it. Someone told me today that they think I'm going to get it by opening day. We'll see. Chuck Garfine talks White Sox today. We're also going to have a big discussion about youth sports. I experienced some weird stuff yesterday firsthand, guys, and the governor said some stuff about youth sports today with what we're going through. Lots of NFL news and notes. Cam Newton's putting everyone on notice. And we'll replay some of that Allen Robinson interview, just a pro's pro. So there's a lot to get after today.
Plus Arsenal and Liverpool,
yes.
And we're cheering for a tie.
Draw. We need the draw.
With 2-2 or higher, but all ties. 3-3, 4-4, 5-5, 6, whatever
it is. As long as it's a draw, baby.
As long as it's a draw.
So 3-3, 2-3, 7-7-6 to participate.
All right, Waddle and Sylvie are next. Black and I will be back tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Is fair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
Woo-hoo! Frustrating just because how physically... You know, in shape, I felt like I was coming in. Just can't control the flare-ups. MRI getting kind of what we knew, just confirming it. So just kind of getting to calm down and get back out there as fast as I can.
There you go. Today, Cubs have an inter-squad going on. MRI showed inflammation in his lower back. And coming from the rib area, too, and that affects the back spasms. It's not a huge thing going forward, but, you know, in a 60-game season, and they haven't put him on the injured list, and he's still hopeful that he's going to be able to play out of the gate, but we will see.
A minor back injury is an back injury that someone else is dealing with. Because
that's
they're
the old heart attack line.
Yeah, they're all difficult now. Look, I give him credit for losing weight and, as he said, getting in shape, and that probably will help with your back. Backs are awful, and what they do is they make it even harder on. Like sometimes it's a result of you not doing the right thing. Sometimes you just it's an unlucky thing. But once you get one and it sticks with you, unfortunately, you have to go the extra mile. To make sure that back is right. It may not sound fair because you deal with it and I don't, or I deal with it and you don't, but it's just something that is so very difficult to deal with at times, and you just have to be extra disciplined about it in a lot of instances.
Yeah. Also today, do you see Dallas Keuchel had a great intra-squad on the south side? Chuck's going to get us up to date on that. I think he was perfect in his stint. They were planting runners on base because they wanted – him to get some work with runners on base.
No bat flips when he was on the mound.
No. Did you see that, too, today? The Contreras hit a home run.
Yeah.
And you know, was staring down Chatwood.
You probably couldn't put your pants on. That things are so difficult.
Well, it's conflicting, Waddle. I mean, like, when you Darvish gives a home run yesterday to Javi, I mean, you're happy that Javi hits a home run, but you don't want to see you Darvish giving up home runs. And Chatwood's going to be relied on. What is he now? Your fourth starter?
Yeah.
Because of Quintana's dishwashing accident?
I meant the fact that you got a chance to see Contreras do a bat flip that floats your boat, so
yeah.
It was like it was double your pleasure, so to speak.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Bat flip.
More excitement, more better.
Woo.
More highlights, more better. Good, entertaining dance in the end zone.
Yes.
Better.
Yeah.
Good bat flip.
Yeah.
Good
betcha.
Stare down.
You
a
betcha.
Good watch of the ball.
Yeah.
Take
uh-huh.
your old school Woo. And stick it.
Stick it right where it. Where you need to stick it.
Now, you don't care either way.
Don't give a rat's ass on either direction.
You, if someone just lays down their bat, you don't care. And if
don't
someone
care.
Throws their bat, don't care.
Not going to rant in either direction. It's an unrantable item for me.
Yeah.
That's a waste of energy.
You know, Freddie has cornered the market on this. So,
yes,
like,
has.
Every time this happens, I just CC Fred on Twitter. What
wait,
do we got?
Wait,
we got some
wait,
chatter here?
Wait. Bum, bum, bum.
Is this the Derrick Henry news, boys?
It is indeed from Jay Glazer, Sylvie. Derrick Henry has, in fact, agreed to terms on a new deal, 4 years.
How much?
We don't have the financials yet.
That's
$10 a year.
Like, signing a 4-year deal is not terrible
right.
if you don't
right.
pay him a lot of money.
Right.
But, like,
$2.5 million a year for 4 years, it's a $10 million No, that's not what it's going to be. I subscribe to what the guys normally say about running backs. I do think every now and again you'll find yourself an exception, so I would never say never. But for the most part, like, and he's a workhorse, too. I mean, part of it is, like, you can give him 325 carries or 340 carries, but all of those carries come with wear and tear.
Who were
so
the
it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Like, you just look at some of the winning teams. You look at what the Patriots do, obviously, year in and year out, and that committee that they've gotten through all
yeah.
of Tom Brady's championships. You look at the two NFC teams that went to the championship game. You look at where Aaron Jones was drafted, you know, and,
yeah.
and look, they've struggled.
But a lot of instances,
back.
Like you said, about the Patriots, you can do it by committee, and that's what the great thing about the Patriots is they got four guys or three guys, and they all do something different.
Right.
So nobody has to have the ball 325 times.
Look at the committee that you know that San Francisco put together.
Yeah,
now,
that's
Mostert
a great
wants
example.
Out. He wants to get paid. They know they don't pay him.
That's a great point. And you know who is the kid that they signed 2 years ago from Minnesota who I love? McKinnon, Jarrett
right.
McKinnon was it?
And he's been
has
hurt,
not played
right?
a down because he's been hurt.
Exactly.
But you're right. You got Mostert. Who else do you have? You have.
Breida, although they traded
Breida.
Him.
Yeah,
they traded Breida.
They traded a bunch of backs, too. I mean, that's the thing. You just got to find one where you draft at some point, hopefully between rounds 3 and 7, and you have a good offensive line. That's
yeah.
where you put your capital in, and you just switch them out, and you don't put a large part of the salary cap in there.
Yeah, I'm with you. And again, I know that this is like a broken record, but I think we all feel the same way. Look, all of the pining for the days of Jordan Howard, I just was not part of that group. And I appreciated what he did early in his career, but he was, I think, a 3.8 yard per carry guy in his final season here. And that just, to me, is not something that I longed for. So I don't think it was as much about missing Jordan Howard as it was your offensive line didn't play well and your head coach wasn't and your play caller wasn't dedicated to running the ball and establishing the run. So
that's the news. So we got to wait for the financials for Derrick Henry is special right now, but that's the point is how long do these running backs stay special? So Jay, according to Jay Glazer, Shefty had the news a little bit earlier. It was a surprise. Many people thought he would play for the,
franchise tag,
and like you've said, it's only $10 million.
Yeah.
The only place you really benefit from the franchise tag is at quarterback, where
right.
you know Dak Prescott's going to get over $30 million. And I'm just, when is it? 3 o'clock, guys. The deadline, Chicago time. I just can't wait for the deadline to hit because I'm so sick of people dissecting the Dak Prescott negotiation. There has never been more manpower put in to a discussion over nothing that has happened than the Dak Prescott negotiation. Every damn day I turn on the TV, they're arguing over the Dak Prescott contract when nothing has happened. They've talked more about Dak Prescott, no news, than they have about Tom Brady switching from the Tampa Bay, from New England to Tampa Bay.
Welcome to COVID City, USA.
Right. This is what happens when we don't have
games. This is what happens when you have a pandemic.
No, but this is
the only thing you're watching is MLS, soccer, and golf.
It's not just COVID. It's just Cowboys quarterback.
Right,
bonanza. It's the combo. I texted you guys earlier. I remember when Stephen A. Smith was yelling about Quincy Carter being the Cowboys, starting quarterback.
Right. Chad Hutchinson.
Exactly. And Tony Romo, that was catnip when he was the quarterback.
Every day I'm like, okay, is there news? No, they haven't talked. Okay, why are you talking a half hour about Dak Prescott's deal? He signed. He's going to make over $30 million. What does this matter? None of it matters.
Well, what did you – I mean, we could talk about the L.A. Galaxy if you want on First Take.
But my point is that nothing has happened. Every day it's the lead story.
You got to make something out of nothing.
Nothing has happened. Hey, guys, you know what? We have breaking Dak Prescott news. The Cowboys didn't call him, and Dak's agent didn't call the Cowboys. It looks like he's going to play for the franchise deal. Wait, guys, this just in. Dak Prescott's agent still hasn't called the Cowboys. And guess what? Jerry Jones hasn't called him. He's going to play. Wait a minute, guys. We have breaking Cowboys news. There's nothing on the Dak Prescott news.
And you mentioned Jerry Jones. Is that giant yacht lost at sea? We haven't heard a word from
about
him in
anything.
Months.
About anything.
Months. Speaking of somebody who said something, when we come back, you got to read what Rudy Gobert had to say. You got to.
A Rudy Gobert?
Oh, yeah.
Is
Rudy
this,
Gobert.
Inside the bubble? Remember, this is the guy who his germs on everyone's reporters. Uh-huh. He shut down the league, really. 332-3776. I need a marquee reporter. I can't get it yet. Someone assured me today that he thinks we're going to be able to get it by opening day.
You'll get
the
it.
Deadline.
And you'll like it.
Now I'll be able to watch all this stuff going on. The Rizzo News, Luis Robert keeps on doing Robert stuff. Chuck Garfine coming up to talk Sox with us at 4 o'clock.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Cubs and Sox both doing the intra-squad thing. We're 9 days away from opening day here.
Still feel good about baseball starting? Because I do.
Yes. I'm now that we're in single digits, I'm
where you at?
Letting my guard down. Not literally, because I'm going everywhere with a mask. I went out yesterday. More on that in a little bit. Wow. But I'm like I'm at a 9 right now.
Ooh, 90%.
Yes.
90%.
That this is going to get started.
I share your 90% percentage optimism.
Okay, and then what did you? That's excitement right there.
That's like what happens to Sylvie when a bat flip takes place. Gets his own bat flip.
That's my Louisville slugger for you right there.
I may have got just a touch by the headline writer on ESPN. No. Just a little bit.
Was it clickbait, or is that what you're accusing?
No, I'm looking at an article by Eric Woodyard and says, Jazz's Rudy Gobert says the NBA's anonymous tip hotline is petty. Now, I saw the headline, didn't have a chance to read the article because I'm doing this here show. So I went to the body of the article, and this is what it starts. He goes, this is Rudy Gobert. I don't know if someone's going to use it, but I think it's sort of petty, said Gobert, two-time Defensive Player of the Year. Quote, at the same time, you want to make sure that people respect the rules. He goes on to say, but I don't think the line will really help at this point. I think it's more about respecting each other and all do it as a small community. Everyone is pretty much educated about the virus at this point, and it's more about respect. At the same time, you want to make sure you socialize and do all those things, but still respecting each other's space and try to wear the mask inside, especially when it's crowded. So when I saw the headline that said, Rudy Gobert says the NBA's anonymous tip hotline is petty for the guy who basically touched every reporter's recording device as he got up from the press conference table.
And got Donovan Mitchell sick, probably.
Also got Donovan Mitchell sick. You want to talk about what's petty is that irresponsible behavior.
Right.
So I just found it to be a little bit hypocritical, but he did extend his
message. His message is right to a point where he says this should be like a self-governed thing. Like there should be enough respect inside that bubble. The guys are really into what they do. They play basketball. They're very happy at doing that. They're getting this opportunity in the middle of a pandemic. And that they need to respect each other, and no one should ruin this. This is their livelihoods. This is their health going forward, and that you shouldn't have to use the
tip hotline.
Yes. Yeah. What are what term are we using again? Like
snitch line.
So what Chris Black did today was phenomenal. He started an all new snitch hotline for ESPN 1000, where our teammates can call each other out. I think that's brilliant.
Well, it is, but that becomes a little bit petty because nobody's life and livelihood is at stake here. Like,
well, I mean, when you get back into the studio.
Oh, are you talking from COVID related or just like if Cap or I have a bad hot take, somebody calls this?
Well, I think we should do it for everything. I think we should do it with the callers too. Okay. Or we should have like a day where we do the snitch hotline and people just tell on whoever the hell they want to tell.
A lot of bowing up yesterday, wasn't there? After the conversation we had, a lot of I'm no snitch, no snitching. I mean, to me, it's the silliest thing in the world. I'll restate my point. I said the first thing I would do with nuance, I would go to the guy and tell that guy, listen, man, what you're doing is you're irresponsible. What you're doing is you're putting us all at risk, and ask that guy to turn himself in. And if he decided to give me some grief and tell me that I was the problem, then I'm going to call a snitch line. Because this isn't just showing up late for a curfew, my friends.
Right. It shouldn't have to be used. But if you're going to, you know, just basically take matters into your own hands and not care about the rest of us, then you have to use a snitch line.
But that's, you know what, I know you feel like you got like maybe like a little bit with the clickbait here with the headline. Of all people, yes. Rudy Gobert should not in any way weigh in on the wrong side of anything in regards to COVID, because he could not be a bigger clown in this whole situation, because he's become, at least in my mind, a big poster boy for the way he handled it initially when he touched everyone's microphones on probably what would have been March 9th, the Monday before everything got shut down on Wednesday when he tested positive.
But at least he's preaching a mask now. Like, he could be saying, like, one of these guys.
No, that's good.
Who keeps saying that, oh, masks don't matter, Sylvie.
You're right. You're right about that. But he needs to come down on the right side of everything to show that he's learned. And the fact that it does exist, it's not petty. It's because, you're right, Sylvie. In a perfect world, every NBA player who has entered the bubble will treat this with the proper seriousness that it should be so that they can have a basketball season and so that fans can appreciate the basketball season and have a little bit of an escape. But the reason the hotline exists is that you can't count on everyone to be perfect. And we've already seen two guys who have had to quarantine because they broke the rules.
You could argue the most petty act of this entire environment in sports so far that we know of is what Rudy Gobert did.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. Yeah,
I mean, that was the epitome
that changed
you could
everything.
Use a number of adjectives to describe it, but Petty's one.
And again,
because he was trying to be funny.
Well, Donovan Mitchell didn't talk to him for like a month.
Because he got COVID from him.
Rob's in the Southport corridor. Rob, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. I was wondering, when you were talking about watching the Marquee channel, Sylvie, Rado say he had DirecTV?
I do.
So why don't you give him the app, and then he can download your password and watch it on
I think some sort of DirecTV Plus, because I scrolled through all of my channels and I don't have Marquee on. I just have
Hulu. Well, give me your Hulu password then.
Well, I got to get it for my daughter. I don't have it, but I'll get
it
for you.
But then I'm stealing. I mean, I don't know. Is that should we be bragging about these Reddit things and stealing stuff? I mean,
well, I'm not stealing anything. I'm paying the price for like 70 different networks.
No, you are, but if I would get somebody's password, I mean, I want it. I'm paying for all my TV stuff. I don't want to have to worry about looking into Hulu now when my bill is, I'm happily paying the $250 bill monthly, but I'd like it on my menu.
I don't have enough space for the little app icons on my phone any longer for all of the different viewing apps.
Oh, it's
I just downloaded the Peacock. I got the Peacock app on my phone now.
Yeah, you do.
You're proud of the Peacock.
Is there anything, though, more awkward than when someone asks you for a password of a streaming service or something that you know they're going to take?
I can name about 10 things that are more awkward than that.
I guess, but okay, but it is certainly an awkward moment if you don't want to share your password, because the problem is generally you can only use depending on the
four or five
devices.
Yeah. You have and to be so, close with someone to ask. I mean, you're not going up to somebody that you're just acquaintances with.
But the problem is when someone puts you in that position, that's not cool.
Know what? Can I get the password for this? I just want to. I have this show I want to watch. Hey, you know what? Asking me for your social security number too. Is there any chance I can get that?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
For a second.
Right.
Where do you bank?
What's the routing number? Can I have the routing number?
Dave in Midlothian, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dave?
Hey guys. So back to your point about with the salary cap and the running back. I 100% agree that it's just not – it doesn't make financial sense to spend that type of money. But I did have a question. Do you think eventually agents will start advising, you know, especially the top-tier running backs, you know, the Ezekiel Elliotts, the guys that come straight out of college who are going to be in their first-round draft class, do you think they're going to start advising them to possibly just do a 1 or 2 year so that way when they're done with their contract, they're still really young? And they could make that, you know, that 10 to 15 million, you know, long-term contract.
Just well, 1 or 2 years in college?
No, I'm saying like when they get into the league, they get drafted, they only sign a 1 or 2 year deal.
Nobody's signing. Teams aren't going to do that. Yeah, teams aren't going to do that.
When you get drafted, you get 4 years guaranteed and then the fifth year option.
Well, I think it's
4 years second round after that, isn't it?
Right. And think about it. I mean, like, if you're a steal as a fourth or fifth or a sixth round draft pick, they don't want to be on the. They don't want you to be a free agent after 2 years. They want to have the control of you. So, I think Sylvie, your point is better. That I think it will inspire guys, running backs, good ones, to not stay in college for more than they have to.
Maybe McCaffrey is like an exception. Like you look at it, and how is a guy different? And the way he catches and with his speed.
Because he can be a 1,000-yard receiver as well as a 1,000-yard rusher.
Right.
Like, but my concern with him was even going back to Stanford. So many touches, even in college, at his size, you know, he may end up being the anomaly. But you just wonder how long he can last touching the ball as much as he touches it, because he is just a phenomenal player.
We want to take a lot of your calls, 312-332-3776. And I also experienced a lot last night in my quest to start. It was my first day in Coach Pitch Little League. You know, Mason, my oldest, has done a T-ball. And, like, there was a lot that I took in and I have questions. I have questions for Waddle. I have questions for Meller.
Only the beginning.
I have lots of questions, and I hope everyone has answers for me at 312-332-3776. All right, guys, the 2 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by my guys at manscaped.com. Use the promo code Chicago for 20% off and free shipping. And check out the brand new Lawnmower 3.0, the perfect tool for a safe and satisfying Manscaped job.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
All right, the party's right here. It's Waddle and Sylvie. And
is it?
Yeah.
What's going
where
on?
The party at, right?
Oh,
it's right
okay.
here. Yeah. That's where it's at. So yesterday was the first day I got out of the house in a while. Obviously, you know, most people know what I've been dealing with. I've been going through treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'm halfway through 6 chemo treatments right now. I got my 4th coming up on a week from Friday. So, and recently, and I'll tell you later, I got some good news recently on a scan. So,
excellent.
Thank you to everyone for being in my corner. This has helped me through that fight. So that's not the point of this story. The point of the story is, so I got out of the house yesterday for the first time in a while. I did not go to my oldest son's first coach pitch game. He's six. And I have advice for you guys and for a lot of our listeners who have been through this already. Many questions on this. And so I wasn't able to go Saturday, but I've been feeling better, and I was able to go yesterday after the show. 6 o'clock start. I got there at about 6:20. My wife wears the mask constantly. I wear the mask constantly. Okay, number one, and I tweeted this out, and I've talked about this on the show, even with T-Ball. These guys are six. These kids are six. I think there are some seven-year-olds on the team, too. This is 6 and 7. They do not keep score. I don't even know how they play the game. Like, I don't know if they go through the order, if they just bat a certain amount of people.
None of the kids have mustaches or underarm hair, right? I mean, they're not yet.
Like, I think that's the next level of Mustang.
Okay. I mean, I want to make sure that your six-year-old is not playing with kids that are, quote, 6 or 7, and they're actually 10.
Right.
And they're just trying to dominate the league.
Not yet. And there's always that kid in junior high, Waddle, who you just look to at gym class when you're getting changed, and you're like, he's not dealing with the same set of stuff that I'm dealing with.
Yeah, he's got different hormones.
Who is this guy over here? And what's all that? It's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there behind the plate. We're isolated. And there were people who were watching, and they were members of our fan base, if we can call it a fan base, of the
Athletics. You have a fan base? What's a team?
The Athletics. We were on the Athletics, and we were playing the Brewers yesterday.
So your fan base is actually very small in athletic fashion.
Yes, right. Yes, exactly. We were playing in some sort of a stadium that is, like, made for football, but yet had a baseball diamond on it, or is it the other way around?
You probably got a very creative director of baseball operations, though.
Right, exactly. Moneyball is the theme of our team. Welcome. Coached, well managed, but the fan base in Oakland, like you can imagine, is to be questioned. And there was a kid at short who made a really nice play, 6 years old, 7 years old, and he threw to first. Throw was a little bit off first base. It was a little off the mark. First baseman, I'd say if he was 14, could have made the play.
Yeah,
these are six or seven year olds, and there was an older gentleman. With about 6 or 7 people who commented, "Boy, does our first baseman stink." And he grabbed his nose.
Is that a grandfather or is it a father?
It looked to me, I don't want to judge, it looked to me to be like a grandfather.
Yeah, because I think that I don't want to age discriminate here, but it sounds like that's more of a grandfather thing to say than a father thing to say. You would think that a father would know better than that. Grandfathers aren't around for the games as much to know what is acceptable and what isn't.
Right.
Just in general terms.
So, like, this happened in soccer. We tapped out of soccer because, one, our sons didn't like it. Two, like, there was some overzealous coach in a 4 or 5 year old league. How do you go to a 6 year old game and ever criticize the skill level of anybody on that damn field?
This is your first ride at Disney World, isn't it?
I'm still a novice at the roller coaster.
Space Mountain might be a bit much. You might want to go find the teacups.
How do you guys handle this? How am I going to, with my personality, I could be a red ass, but I don't want to be the little league dad. You guys have predicted you're going to give it. I want to be the opposite. I want to be proud of my kid, and I don't give a crap if my team wins or loses. I just want him to be perfectly average and enjoy the sport. And how am I at six going to go to these games and not get into a fight with somebody who's criticizing a kid on that field? And, like, God forbid it's going to be my kid one of these days that he's criticizing.
Remember when we used to bring the stories to you about the parents who would have brawls at their Little League games? Setting the table.
It's why I used to stand at the end of the field, because I don't want to hear what the other parents have to say. Because I feel I'm better than anyone or whatever. I don't want to hear what the other parents have to say, good, bad, or indifferent, in most cases, whether it's parents on your kid's team or parents on the other team, because it can be a bit alarming. Now, I would hope that the vast majority of the parents are actually comporting themselves with dignity and class and the maturity that goes along with being 30-plus years of age. That's not always the case. That's why I usually kind of just separate myself and watch. Look, I've had to have, when I was younger, I was more like that. Like, I'd be more willing to engage with other, you know,
I
people.
I did not engage, for the record.
Yeah. I'm not
but
that
I just,
way.
I couldn't believe it, Waddle.
Yeah.
How do you, as a functioning person, go to a six-year-old game where there are no recorded outs, they're not keeping score, and criticize another child and say that he stinks? It
well,
sits.
wait till they start keeping score and recording hits.
That's why
and
I'm
outs.
Saying I yeah. don't know if I could deal with this.
Well,
let's this at 6 years old. That is certainly to me an anomaly. I think that's really bad. That's in poor taste.
Out loud. This was not silent either. This was not whispered. It was out loud. I was probably 25 feet. I heard it and saw
I've only,
it.
I'm not going to lie. In my entire time as a father of athletes, I've never yelled at another player, ever. Not once. I've yelled at my kids a lot, to the point probably where I used to whistle at them. At one point, my daughter is playing probably Penn State or Purdue at Northwestern. And from up in the stands, because I didn't think my daughter Georgia was playing hard enough, I just let out this huge... And they all know that the whistle means pick it up. And my daughter looked
You're
up in
slacking.
The stands and said, shut up, Dad.
Oh, really? Pulled
yeah,
the
I got to shut
on
up
that,
Dad.
Huh? Wow.
Yes. Yes.
After all this talk about me is a bad.
Yes.
And I was a bad little leaguer. Terrible. Bad, bad sport. 312-332-3776 if you want to comment, if you've been through this. How the hell with my personality am I going to be able to not mix it up here when I don't want to criticize anybody. I don't care. I want him to enjoy it. My son also said something to me, guys. Meller, Waddle, I need your advice. He said something to me in the car, and I want to know how to deal with this at six. And the governor is also blaming youth sports on things. So this is a multi-
Is governor in your car too?
No, but they were tweets about this today. Oh. He's blaming youth sports for something. So this is a multifaceted conversation of people who've been through this. 312-332-3776. I'll share with you what my son said and what the governor is blaming in 2 minutes.